Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone tonight to another wonderful gathering with the Masters on Telepathic Tuesday. I'm feeling a little bit calm after all those high frequencies for the last week and a half, but boy, oh boy, it's the highest of energies, feeling even in the stillness. The stillness energies are extremely high, and these adjustments poured through today, just letting me know that the mental body and the physical body are going to have to start blending and moving into oneness inside of an alignment and inside of a balancing of the inner breath and balancing to the higher breath in the outer field. So welcome tonight to what was going to be an alignment of the ebb and flow frequency. I thought about this earlier today. What would the energies of all hearts and minds need so that the physical body and the mental body, housing a vessel of becoming a light vessel body and being of a higher frequency, I think the ebb and flow frequency is what we need to talk about tonight and what we need to move into an alignment with an activation. So the energies that have been coming through have really been shifting our alignment. It's raising the frequencies of the mental body so that our left brain is actually tapping in more because we're in that heightened awareness state now. And it's time for us to start letting go more often of the thought forms. And I'm mentioning thought forms, but it really I'm meaning memories within the physical body also. So the memory body housing emotions, which brings forward the thought forms of the mind, and sends us into erratic feelings, I guess you'd say. I'm just feeling that there's a higher essence of a gathering here. So rather than get right into talking, I'm going to get everybody nicely anchored. And I want to draw in my hoop of oneness to gather this matrix of a magnificent medicine wheel in a crystalline fluid. And this crystalline medicine wheel is a massive vibration of light particles and pristine fluids into all grid systems on the planet, wherever you are. I'm going to bring in the stillness here as I'm getting anchored. I can start moving into the higher grid systems and seeing where everybody is. And tapping into everybody's quadrant and area of where they are. The infinite intelligence is holding all in alignment. And the Christ consciousness is raising the intelligences into higher frequencies around you. And these enveloping energies moving around you are going to help you to let go of any dense particles of thought forms or energies around the body. And these higher infinite energies are enveloping you. It's starting to synchronize with all of the ethereal bodies. And the ethereal body is connecting to the outer field, your auric body. And pouring in highest intelligent crystalline frequencies of the formless consciousness into your outer fields so that the sweeping, cleansing, and purifying above the crown, third eye, back of the head, all that's being washed and purified. These infinite intelligences is so within is the breath that I have breathing in to my inner child, to my inner soul being, that's the so within body. And the so above, below, and out is the outer body. It's going to soon become you. And the inner body will hold all the frequencies of these higher light intelligences that we're receiving through the chakras into the inner body. And the outer body will just be receiving, telepathically communicating to the chakra, intelligent body, so within. So as we breathe in and hold this very high essence, is moving through your entire inner body. As you connect to the higher consciousness and breathe out into the outer body field, you're creating an infinity symbol, the ebb and flow vibration. And so that's what we're going to work with tonight. And welcome all energies of all enlightened beings arriving into all grid systems, into all columns of light of all that are here now in my hope of oneness. I welcome all purifying frequencies aligning to the outer body field the stillness, and the new vibrations that are awakening, the new dimensions within our awakening mind, and opening up our hearts. There are pristine messengers arriving to sit with you, awaken you, and bathe you in the essence of this new reality. Their pristine divine order of who they are shall bring clarity to all your journey tonight. We are gathered in a hoop of oneness, and we are not alone. We are in oneness consciousness with all that is. All new vibrations of peace, all new tones and essences of love bring creator consciousness of who we are to a new being, a new journey, a oneness vibration of light. And she quote about it, the energy moving upon the crown chakras and within our inner minds is complemented by that same frequency of love pouring upon the footprints, aligning you into Gaia. The ebb and flow symbol that arrives tonight is the so within being of who we are in our humanness of our physical bodies, mental, emotional bodies, moving into the fifth dimension and aligning deeper and deeper into the heartbeat of Gaia. Our heightened soul consciousness and our etheric conscious field of the outer body is being bathed and elevated and placing us on many journeys at many times, yet pouring back into the inner body within of our mental, physical, and emotional consciousness. It is all moving into highest harmonic waveforms of love, light, and intelligences. And these waveforms that are arriving, we welcome each day on all of these higher activities that we are receiving of the lunar full moon energies, comets, meteors, all of these that arrive through the Wissak lunar moon, and dimensional energy fields are increasing in our outer fields as we are awakening into an ebb and flow frequency of the soul outer body moving in harmony to the soul within soul being bodies of your mental, emotional, and physical form. You're breathing in these higher vibrations of plasma rays and gamma rays, and your dense bodies are becoming fueled by the light, intelligent waveforms. And so it will cause you to be tired, to be lethargic, or restricting in your energies. It is the ebb and flow waveform of these movements of your brainwave patterns. Listening, understanding, and sensing. These are all the new energies that you are breathing in each day and moving into oneness with Gaia's kingdoms that are also adjusting to this transcending fifth dimensional consciousness that is here and now. It is unseen, yet we are in awareness. And the Merkaba frequencies of golden consciousness fields are also arriving, and they are there to purify the thought forms and purify our energetic fields within the body. Each month, we are being elevated and healed, lifted and prepared for new knowledge and wisdom that is compounding in many of us as the new memories are awakening of our soul lifetime, of who we once were and are to become. And as I am elevating and transitioning and transforming into many crystalline grid systems and having the downloads of information from these masters of differing species, the knowledge that you are receiving is amplifying your energetic fields very subtly. Your eyes are becoming lighter. The crystal vibrations around your hands, heart, and feet are shimmering. These bright eyes and shimmering essences, those who are oscillating with their perceptive mind and those who are in mastery frequencies do see you and are telepathically aligning. Gaia's rock formations, her waterways, her ocean floors, they are all moving also into the fifth dimensional frequencies. And they are also moving in the same ebb and flow etherization frequency to the now moment of the infinite intelligences of all that is here. You can see and feel this ebb and flow movement on the waters, in the trees, in the breeze. You can see it in the movement of the animals when they are moving into their outer field and stepping back and breathing into their inner body. The movement of the ebb and flow, synchronizing, harmonizing, and magnetizing the soul to master soul essence through the electromagnetic pulse of the fifth dimension. You need only be in harmony and receive. The energetic bodies will transition through the breath. And the deeper and deeper you breathe in the essence each day, within your heartbeat, a little bit longer each day, will you sleep deeper and deeper in a journey state each night, so that then the next day you will feel relaxed of the mental body, physical and emotional bodies will feel lighter as you are transforming in the deep, deep, sweet state of journeying into the etheric plateaus of light, where all the wisdom keepers, record keepers, masters of all your timelines greet you. Some of you are moving in heightened states and then moving in lowering states of the physical body. And so we will align, attune, and elevate a healing tonight so that there is this ebb and flow waveform, not the push and pull of higher to lower transition waveform. And so the simple is like the S, as in Sam, or in symbol. And the upper area of the S is above your head at in your etheric body. And that upper S curve is in the higher realms of consciousness, where all of your higher soul's journeys are. And this is your etheric body that is housing your intelligence fields that is moving around you, that you are breathing in this essence of the fifth dimension. And there's a little bit of a curve as it moves down, and as it moves down into the body, into your consciousness fields, it just taps into the inner crown and third eye. As it's pouring in the essence of your higher soul's presence and the ethereal vibrations of the higher, purest diamond light frequencies are held within this symbol. And it moves up and down. So it comes in the body and then goes up out of the body. Comes up from the higher ethereal fields and then down. Very delicately. These ebb and flow frequencies of energies, of electricities, of consciousness of light, are of consciousness of intelligences of all that is in all the ethereal fields. We just want you to get a kind of an understanding of that S movement going up and down from the crown as it's coming from the higher ethereal fields of an S curving down and then going around the side of the temples and across the third eye and then making that lower S. And then another S forms as you bring it down around the head, throat. And another S forms as you bring it around down and wrap around the heart. And around the heart, another S forms and goes down around the navel portal. S as in synchronize, synthesize the soul to soul essence of light particles. It's how you're breathing in these fifth dimensional frequencies in a peaceful way. So when we are moving in higher states of knowledge and wisdom, when the energy starts coming into your higher mind and the heightened gifts start developing and new messages continue to come in from other masters that you are receiving, the frequency that you're receiving needs to be aligned gently into the mental and physical body. Your mental body in physical form, such as the heart and the brain, must integrate all of this information in every electron and every cell of your body. And it is through the breath and through stillness that this waveform moves through you. Most delicately, most assuredly, you are receiving the higher essence on top of the crown in the 8th chakra, 9th, and 10th chakra. But since there's been a high equation of grid systems arriving that I see laying upon the ocean floors, laying across the rock formations, and tapping into the desert sands and temple kingdoms of crystal formations. It is time for the ebb and flow frequency to be laying within us and moving through us in beautiful consciousness fields of energies of light. There is a harmonic frequency that you breathe in with this stillness. And it moves in the ebb and flow waveform. And this harmonic frequency is carried through every cell of your being and every breath of who you are. Everything would be in the harmony, absolute peace, absolute love, all in harmony, moving through the muscles, the tissues, the cellular structure, so that you can begin this waveform of the S symbol, S formation, of the silhouette of who you are in a soul to master soul dance of energies. The transmitting of the energetic consciousness field within you to the ethereal consciousness body, so above you, of who you are, becomes magnetized within you through the breathing in of these higher intelligences. So these plasma and gamma rays that are just moving in at even higher streams on these eclipses and gateways and Wesak moons and upcoming summer solstice, it's just allowing us to elevate and graduate into these higher consciousness fields so much easier. We have a greater alliance or alignment now within our own bodies, within our own beings, to transition into these higher frequencies. The tapping in to the chakras of the crown, third eye, heart, hands, is all compounding. It has to be in a harmonic waveform, and it has to be done in peace, so that the mental and physical body just move into the oneness formation. And so what I'm working with, the healing sessions with each and every one of you, when we sit down, I'm bringing in the higher essence of stillness. I'm pouring in a vibration of a highest light strand of particles, and it's connecting to your own higher ethereal essence of who you are. You're pulling in that strand of that cord of light, moves in a formation of the S symbol to create a harmonic waveform. To delicately enter in an ebb and flow vibrational waveform into the inner mind. And this is how you start elevating and tweaking the inner mind's eye, the pineal crystals, the inner ears, because this waveform is delicately moving in and out the outer ethereal body, from the ethereal body above the eighth and ninth chakra, down to the auric body. The next S waveform moves down onto the crown. S waveform moves inside the pineal, and I think you kind of get the idea as these things start moving through you, you become connected into a stillness state of knowing, which is what this fifth month is all about. The Masters delivered to me, this fifth month is a month of knowing, coming to know the essence of your soul presence. So I'm very delighted tonight that they came through today and said, this is the knowing month, and to bring forth knowingness, you will need to teach the ebb and flow frequency. Every month this year, the lunar activities and eclipses and heavy rains that are washing and cleansing Gaia's kingdoms are also clearing and cleansing the outer bodies. And so that when you are walking on Gaia, you will be stepping on to purified fifth dimensional consciousness fields of her ethereal body. And they want you to be attuned and aligned on every footstep that you're taking, knowing that you're stepping into a higher consciousness field every day now. So when you see the birds in the trees, when you're walking in the park, when you're sitting on the beach throughout the summer, listen and become a part of this fifth dimensional consciousness field of Gaia and her kingdoms. Many people have blocks in the knees. So when I see the foot going down onto the beach or onto the grass, and the walking is, they're showing me that there are a lot of blocks in the knees. And so we need to make sure that the knee chakras are not closed. You cannot receive from Gaia's kingdoms, the soul below, if you're stepping in the lake or the ocean, the soul below kingdoms, up through the foot chakras, up to your heart, if the knee chakras are closed. And you also can't release down into Gaia, pouring down from your root chakra, from your spinal column of chakras. You can't pour down into Gaia through your legs if the knee chakras are closed. So when I'm moving the energies tonight through you, I want you to be sure of feeling that the energy is going right through the back of the calves or the front of the leg, and feel that it's going inside through, and so that you're not locked in the knee joints. We must become pure, clear vessels, always releasing, always receiving, and always aligning and integrating with this ebb and flow frequency that is coming in from above the crown. When we have this energetic field coming down through us, and then you will feel the surge, very much like the Kundalini movement through the spinal column, through the chakras, as you ignite that soul master frequency within you. And you will then make the S lay down at the heart to create an infinity symbol. And that ebb and flow frequency at the heart, at the throat, at the third eye. It's kind of like if you visualize an S laying down, moving up and back, it creates an eight, an infinity symbol. Just means that you're now balancing the masculine and feminine and the left and right at third eye, throat, thymus, heart, navel portal, knees, and feet. So that's the solar chakras that you end up aligning into the ebb and flow frequency on a laying down S formation. when I worked with the Christ consciousness yesterday morning, the golden energies came in of peace. And I asked, what is on the golden godliness consciousness that is needed? What is needed when this golden godliness consciousness comes through me? Ebb and flow frequency of me was the response. And we know me means master energy of the infinite all. Well, the alignment of the ebb and flow frequency through Gaia and her kingdoms, through the upper, higher, ethereal body, energy consciousness fields, and the golden Christ consciousness and the godliness. Yep, I guess that's what I'll be breathing in. And I guess that's what the higher states of all knowing and all being and all becoming is where we're supposed to be going. So we'd like to take this time tonight and just work through this gathering with this frequency around you and moving it into the heart chakra and moving it down from the top of the head so that we are all balanced and in alignment. The physical, mental, and spiritual body, it must be in a very straight line, that upward S movement of the ebb and flow. And the chakra body of the crown, third eye, throat, thymus, heart, navel, portal, knees, must be on the across laying down ebb and flow body of frequency. Okay? In Chukunamayachinono, they're going to start working with building the harmonic waveforms of light around your outer fields right now. Just reminding me here, I'm getting a message. They're just reminding me when this ebb and flow technique and master vibration came through. This is back in 2013 when they gave me this technique. And at that time, they brought to me in a higher ethereal state two staffs. One staff was a golden cobra, and the other one was a cobra of white light. And they asked me to hold onto the light of the highest cobra frequencies, of highest energies, of knowledge, wisdom, and intelligences. And the highest golden staff of the golden cobra head was to move in behind and move in and out in an S formation inside my chakras, right through the body in a golden wave form of the golden staff becoming a thread of golden light for protection and of golden godliness consciousness that would see me through all the realms that I was to travel through and to carry home from all these different realms and grid systems that I was traveling through. I was to bring home with me back into the body all information, and it was to align inside of me in an ebb and flow frequency, intertwined in a oneness cord of golden godliness consciousness of light. And they asked me to carry that wisdom and to transmit it into the highest kingdoms, into the highest consciousness fields when they were ready to be taught once more of the ebb and flow frequency. And I thought, well, I guess that's where we're going to be ringing in. As I was holding on to the staffs, breathing in and breathing out, letting go, breathing in, breathing out, and the intertwining and the understanding came to me once more again just now of the highest cobra energies, of the highest medicine, of the highest levels of intelligences. Represents clearing and clarity of the mind, the shedding of the skin into the highest essence. And the clearing and clarity of the body, moving into light in highest intelligences. And so even when I was in Egypt, I would see these cobras and think of the wisdom and the knowledge that the cobra was delivering on the third eye, clearing the mind, bringing clarity and into higher dimension of a golden white light power. And it was, and still is, the symbol of an S formation. And so when I asked for the information of intelligences to help you, help the planet, and help her kingdoms, they are bringing the kingdoms to us through an ebb and flow frequency. And these cobra energies of the golden S symbol, we will be working within Gaia's kingdoms. The water and the fire are also elements that I was working with at that time when these two golden staffs came through to me. So you may want to work with them also. Fire is for purifying and bringing power within your beingness. And usually the fire is the white fire flame as it sits in the heart chakra. And the water is for cleansing and clarifying the higher energies so that you can move into the harmonic waveforms through all of your systems, blood, tissues, organs, muscles, bones, all of those tissues must be moving in the highest crystalline waters of intelligences, transmuting old waveforms with love. So when we've aligned and carried in the completeness of this S waveform, then you have the zero point within you, the center of all that is, and every infinite symbol that lays across those chakras. So for this pure alignment coming through the top of the crown, right through the whole body, I'm going to begin guiding this energy through everyone tonight. And when it's complete, you will have the alignment, you will have the all-knowing, all-feeling that the energy has passed through all of your chakras, right through your knees, palm chakras, foot chakras, right down through, and then you can stand up and just feel how clear all of your chakras are. And when these chakra blocks are cleared as you stand up, you're going to just be able to tap into that higher ethereal consciousness ebb and flow thread whenever you choose. The higher solar chakras will just appear to be activated when I work with this ebb and flow symbol. And when I bring in the higher beings that I'm going to get you ready for right now. Okay, so just wanted to give a little bit of the teaching on that, and we'll just get nicely ready for this new master beings of the golden consciousness of the S symbol formation. We're going to go into stillness just to quiet the mind for a few seconds here. Adjustments. Clearing. Open palm chakras. As I'm bringing in the light, waveforms of stillness. A heightened vibration of light columns is moving around each and every child, crystallizing light particles with gold dust frequencies in every column surrounds each child while they are anchoring deeper and deeper into Gaia. Itchokobadna, a beautiful white thread of light bathing the crown chakra, back of the head, and third eye. Activating peace and stillness to the mind. Eyes are feeling the light within. Peace is resting on the cheekbones, back of the neck is peacefully receiving the light as it moves around to the front of the throat chakra. Golden, holiest golden energies arriving upon the head and surrounding as the white light cord is moving down across the shoulder blades, down the spinal column to the upper heart, and moving into the heart. Peace. Father God, Abadi Yachura, we are many child. We are many arriving in golden energies with fluids of tranquility now, dissolving yet energizing all bodies, now cleansing down through abdominal organs, purifying blood, cleansing the vibrations of light particles move through all of their systems, lower back, muscle tissues are being healed, cleansing warm golden energies into the spinal column where the white light moves down through the root chakra, purifying, balancing the body, the mind, of these golden energies moving now from the ethereal body highest protection of peace surrounds each body. As all is dissolving and transmuting in perfection, white sparks on the palm chakras transmit around the body, across the legs. The white light pours and purifies, and sparks of light projected from the palm chakras align and unlocking all knee chakras. Fluidity flowing through the knee chakras of this white cord of light, now down through the calves, through the center of the foot chakras, into Gaia. Mold and golden energies still intertwining as the white light and the gold energies bathing, intertwining, purifying, aligning, balancing all chakras down through the legs, the calves, soles of the foot chakra. Sparks shooting out through the toes and into the golden consciousness fields around the body, transmitting and projecting love to all kingdoms wherever you are. Sparks dancing around the body's fields, sweeping and aligning each child with this stillness. The mind is receiving a light, body is healing with love of the golden light that is flowing through every atom and every cell in every being now. All bodies are floating in the oneness of light and freedom of their own I am energies of consciousness. So within body is breathing through the S formation through all chakras, breathing out into the ethereal body and outer fields are harmonically attuning, aligning to this ebb and flow waveform. I am asking for this ebb and flow frequency to pour upon these children, sweep the outer fields to the inner fields of consciousness. So within, to the so without, so without, so within. Weave a consciousness of this infinite divine ethereal body's frequencies into highest peace to within the inner body's fields. Let it pour down from above the eighth chakra. in this ebb and flow, harmonizing, synchronizing the light of the outer fields, moving into the inner crown, inner consciousness field. And let it move in and out, down through entire chakra body with golden light and white fields of purifying body, mind, and soul essence within you. Body is attuning to the waveform. You go on the edge, what is that sphere that has arrived here, encompassing this entire gathering in the highest light of a highest frequency of intelligences? Of this ebb and flow frequency that is aligning, balancing, and moving through all ethereal bodies to physical bodies, to all physical minds and soul beings into Gaia. The essence of an infinite all presence in the sphere of light is dancing in harmonic waveforms to all grid systems, to all ethereal systems, aligning to the highest vibration of intelligences, all intelligences bring sparks of freedom and elevations to the highest light to pour into all hearts, into all minds, and those strands from the sphere of infinities of light quotients is tapping strands of light onto all crown chakras. The infinite ebb and flow frequency is adorning all in my hoop of oneness in all grid systems on this planet are being bathed to a magnetizing vibration of light intelligence. Breathe it in. Feel your own ebb and flow movement, harmonizing, synchronizing, synthesizing all chakras in the body. From the crown through to the foot chakras, you are aligned and purified. Sparks of radiant transmissions of light particles emanate through all palm chakras and foot chakras into Gaia and her kingdoms. And all ethereal bodies are dancing to the silhouette of their outer bodies, master soul presence in this ebb and flow frequency of love. So within to so without, a weaving of a vibration of an infinity symbol from all our chakras to the outer field of the silhouette of the master soul chakra. In waveforms of energies, we seal these energies of highest light from the realms of light, bathing all ethereal bodies, solar chakras, into oneness. All is within you now. All is elevating your consciousness within you now. And all is in absolute oneness to all it is. Move your hands just a little bit with your eyes closed and feel the essence of this beautiful energy of oneness. This massive pristine sphere of infinite all consciousness is projecting into each and every one of the ethereal bodies, blended in harmony. That love in your heartbeat is from each and every one of your heartbeats here, from the higher realms, and from all your grid systems, chakra systems, and infinities of love within your ebb and flow vibration within you now. Bathe in this essence around your eyes, around any area of the body that you choose. It is your essence of an infinite all presence that is within your ethereal fields now. And it is moving in a blended vibration of an ebb and flow frequency in and out of the physical body, in and out of the mental body. It's very soft. Very gentle. Your feet are heavy into the ground. They are blanketed in the golden energies for protection. You have been clearing the physical body and its chakras, and you are bringing in the higher soul body, solar chakras, into the soul body being of who you are. Your mind is in freedom. You are in stillness. And you are just receiving more and more of this golden light and white essence of purification frequencies flowing through you. Being to Kurma Maya to Kurma Maya to Rano Maya to Rano. Adonai. Just be aware that your mind is in a higher state of awakening to the peace to the healing and the heart is expanding and breathing in and out of the beautiful golden essence surrounding your body. In this ebb and flow wave form, each day you may breathe in the beauty of the plasma photonic light frequencies in this same movement. On every lunar eclipse, solstice, equinox, gateway, breathe in the ebb and flow frequency of these highest gamma rays and plasma frequencies to raise up the light within your photonic body each day now. Your body and shodo kobanda and they get the endo. We just give thanks and great gratitude to the energies, the golden energies, the highest light. The infinite all source beings, the all source sphere of infinite all light strands that came in streaming a higher vibration. Thank you to Gaia's frequencies of all her kingdoms bathing us, aligning us. Each day now, while she is transitioning and transforming, we honor the stillness in its highest frequencies that enters into our etheric bodies. We align and synchronize all thought forms of this highest intelligence to our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies to transmit into Gaia this highest field of light. We let go of all resistance each day and hesitations and reservations on every thought form. Let go within every muscle, every tissue, every cartilage, every organ in our body to welcome in the new fifth dimensional consciousness and its healing powers that will transmute and heal us daily. This sphere of light is here and now once more, sealing us and carrying us through each day. All is grounded in Gaia now. All is uniting with all her kingdoms into oneness, the so below kingdoms, the so above kingdoms, in all realms, may we walk in spirit with this light. It is done. The teachings on the ebb and flow frequency. I am in gratitude for you who are here from all over the world tuning in, be it Australia, South Africa, Germany, England, Canada, United States, all other areas that you're calling in from. I am happy and honored to have you join me in the ebb and flow frequency tonight. The masters are asking for more and more of us to move into the higher essence of our higher intelligence. And this technique will allow you to soar in a gentle, healing vibration. So thank you for tuning in tonight. And we'll see you on the Blog Talk radio station here for the 66 Gateway. And I'll be here at 6 p.m. for the 66 Gateway. I think that's a good time. And we'll look forward to hearing from any of your emails. If you wish to send me an email at norawalksinspirit@gmail.com for any questions or any sharing that you'd like to have on the frequencies that flowed through you tonight. Bye-bye.